What's going on, y'all? Welcome to this week's special No BS. It's Memorial Day. And as always, I am joined by my two co-hosts. We got Mr. Dustin Limpish. What up, Dustin?
What's cracking, y'all? What's happening this week, man?
What's going on, brother? And of course, we got Mr. 405, Mr. Adam Birchman.
What's up, everyone? Hope y'all are having a good holiday weekend.
Definitely. As I said, again, it is Memorial Day. So, most importantly, shout out to everyone who's been, you know, that served our country, helped, you know, protect our freedom. I think we all have all had family members or friends who have served between us three. So, I mean, I know personally I have family members in the military serving at this moment. So thank you, you know, specifically to you. But those of you I don't know, all my friends on Facebook and everything, just thanks for serving our country. Obviously, this country wouldn't be as great without you guys. So I just want to give, I think I speak for Adam and Dustin when I say thank you for all that. But we got a great show on tonight. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. We're going to talk about KD. We're going to talk a little Kyrie. And then for those of you who are watching the show live on Facebook, if you could tell in my background, I got the Blues game in the background. Blues and Bruins are going on game one. So so if you're watching the show on Facebook, you kind of get to watch the game on, behind my shoulder here. So,
but let's go Blues, baby. Exactly, let's go Blues.
Exactly. But just like we do before we start every show, we're just going to get quick shout-outs. So if everybody wants to go, Dustin, who you want to give a shout-out today?
I'm going to bring it back to the memorial thing, man. Shout-out to anybody who has served, anybody who is serving, and all the people we lost fighting for this country, man. That's a debt that somebody like me would never be able to repay. So shout-out to everybody that's ever served our country, man.
Most definitely. What about you, Adam? What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I got a few shout-outs along the same lines there. Thank you to those who have served, are serving, or will serve. We appreciate your sacrifices, and anything we could ever do to thank you, we are more than happy to do that. A couple other shout-outs to all the college and high school graduates. Congratulations. It's a big accomplishment. Got a cousin in New York. Her name is Jordan. She graduated from Stony Brook, was a D1 soccer player for 4 years, so congratulations to her. And then also, this affects both where Rob and Dustin and myself are at. We've been hit with a lot of severe weather lately. I don't know if y'all saw the tornado that hit close to home here in El Reno, destroyed a hotel and hit some trailers in a trailer park. You know, just keep that in mind. When there is a threat of severe weather, take it seriously. You know, don't just think that you'll be okay. And anything any one of us can do to help, we're more than happy to do so. We're keeping y'all in our thoughts and prayers if you've been affected by the recent string of weather.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, Dustin. So, Adam, obviously, like, Dustin and I, you know, we're in Columbia, but, you know, about 20, 25 minutes away from us in Jeff City, you know, they got hit pretty hard, and also in Eldon. So, any of our Jeff City viewers out there, anyone who has family in Jeff City, hopefully everybody made it out all right. Hopefully the worst thing that you know, that you have to suffer is just damage to your homes, you know. Like, you know, like, those things can be rebuilt, but if you lose a life, you know, that can't be replaced. So, but, you know, so Jeff City strong. Strong to everybody out in Oklahoma and all, you know, all the weird weather you guys got too. So hopefully no one was, you know, no one lost any lives or anything like that. So.
Hey, last thing on that weather thing, man, we got some major flooding in Missouri right now. So everybody just be aware of, you know, what's going on around you. You know, I know they're evacuating Hartsburg. Jeff City's dealing with some major flooding. So, you know, reach out to some people, see if they need a helping hand, see if they need somewhere to go for, you know, a week or so or whatever. Because a tornado lasts, you know, a couple minutes. Flooding can last a whole long time and create a lot of damage. So just be aware of what's going on out there, y'all.
Definitely. And not to switch the subject to something, you know, obviously that was serious, but those of you who are listening to the podcast or watching from home, the Blues just scored, so the Blues are up 1-0.
Let's go!
So, and those of you who don't know, the Blues are starting game 1 and 2 on the road, so that's pretty big. So, anyway, so let's just get jump started real quick. So, obviously, we'll start with probably the biggest news of the week. We finally have our NBA Finals matchup. It's going to be, of course, the Golden State Warriors. It's no surprise. However, probably a surprise to some people was their opponent's going to be the Raptors.
Damn it.
Yeah, and speaking of, Dustin, don't you owe me a pizza?
Yes, I do. So next week on the show, when you're live, you will have dinner catered by me, bro. So we'll figure that out this week, and you can eat it on Facebook and show everybody what my hard-earned money spent. Okay.
Hey, so I'd like my pizza at that point in time too for picking Toronto in that game too.
We didn't bet, remember, because you didn't have no G&D, your card and stuff. You didn't bet me, bro.
Well, I all I'm saying is, Dustin, I honestly forgot about the bet until about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I said, wait, don't Dustin own me some pizza?
Yes, I do, bro. I got you.
So anyway, so I can't wait to have my delicious pizza for dinner next Sunday. So I'm going to go ahead and plan to have that for dinner. So you better come through, bro. Otherwise, I know where you live.
Money's long, bro.
All right, so let's talk about it, though. So obviously, game one is on Thursday. So game one is going to be game one and two is at Toronto. So let's just, whoever wants to open up the floor first. So what's something that you're most excited about, you know, initially watching this series? Either one of you guys can jump in first.
Go for it, Adam.
All right. Well, let's give a shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. Had a great season, finished with the best record in the NBA. Probably have the most valuable player on their team, possibly defensive player in the year, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. So congratulations to them. But with that being said, they ran into the Raptors and the second best player in the league in Kawhi Leonard. And I mean, game six was a great game. Kawhi kind of took over and did what he had to do, and they had other role players step up. Van Fleet had some good shots. Ibaka had some good moments. Just a team, overall, great team effort. And congratulations to the Raptors for making it to the finals. I'm excited for these finals. I don't know that it's going to go seven games. I mean, let's be real. I picked Golden State to win at the beginning of the year. I'm sticking with that pick. But Toronto's going to make it interesting. I mean, Kawhi, that matchup with Kawhi and potentially KD is something to look for. But, I mean, just overall, all the storylines. I mean, Pops was eating dinner with Steve Kerr last night.
Yes,
sir. There's some speculation on that, talking about Kawhi Leonard maybe. Then Kawhi Leonard going back to Golden State or playing Golden State, where the last time they were in the playoffs and matched up, he got hurt. Thank you, Zaza. I'm glad you're not playing for the Warriors anymore, or hopefully any team in the NBA.
right.
Well, he plays for the Pistons. But, no, I mean, it's going to be compelling. I think maybe game one – might be a blowout for Golden State. They might get the win like that. But if not, it's going to be close games. And I'm just looking forward to that overall team matchup, because I think Toronto has the horses that they can throw at Golden State with Siakam. Lowry's a decent defender at times, but he's going to get blown by Curry or Thompson. Gasol's a great player. We'll see if his minutes go down. They play Siakam at the center, bring in Ibaka at the center. It's a lot of good overall matchups, and the potential of Kawhi and KD is really what everyone's looking forward to, which I think KD's probably not going to play because I think he's got a real serious injury, but it's going to be a good series. We'll see what happens. Hopefully no one gets hurt and we get rewarded with a great series. If you're asking for my pick now, I'm going to go with Golden State in five.
Okay. Okay. Dustin, what are you looking forward to?
Well, you know, me and Adam, because we talk not just on the app, clearly, but we were talking the other night and kind of how Kawhi, the last time they met, was really he was really causing fits for the Warriors. So a lot of people want to see if he can do that again. And so that's kind of getting the main draw to what people are looking forward to. Me personally, though, the way I'm looking at it is I want to see who besides Leonard. We know Leonard's a top three player in the league. I want to see who's going to step up on Toronto and kind of be, you know, the sidekick, the guy that kind of takes some of the pressure off of Leonard. And I think Siakam needs to step up. He's had an all-star caliber year. He may be most improved player. So I look forward to that. But I'm going to throw out a name that I don't think a lot of people are looking for, and I think he could be big because he was very big in the Milwaukee series, and that's Van Fleet. He was hitting shots and knocking down shots at a way more consistent rate than he was all regular season. So if he can keep that pace going, that spreads the floor and that kind of gives them a weapon that they didn't even have all year. So I also have the opinion that Durant isn't going to play in the finals. And I think we're going to touch on Durant a little bit here coming up. But with him out, I at least give the Raptors a chance. A lot of people aren't giving them a chance. I give them a chance. And just to go out on a limb and not do what everybody else is doing, I'm going to go with the Raptors in seven, man.
Oh, snap. Okay, okay. And I guess that kind of segue what I was also going to ask is, you know, whether you gave the Raptors a chance. Obviously, sounds like Dustin has obviously given them a chance. And then, you know, Adam has given them somewhat of a chance, too. For me, what I'm most looking forward to is, obviously, Kawhi has been playing out of his mind. I mean, he's probably been debatable the best player in the playoffs so far.
And he's hurt, Rob. And he's hurt.
You could tell, not only is he, I guess, hurt, he's also, you could tell he's definitely fatigued. I mean, he definitely carried these Raptors, you know, especially in this series. Yeah, the role player stepped up the last few games, but for the majority of the play, this playoff run, it's been Kawhi carrying them, which I think is kind of funny because, you know, it was kind of like LeBron last year carrying the Cavs. Now it's Kawhi kind of carrying the Raptors, you know, so, you know, and so, one thing I'm kind of most excited to see, and whether curious or not, is obviously the Raptors made it to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. And so that's a lot to celebrate. That's a lot to be excited about. You know, I'm wanting to see whether they get too wrapped up into that, you know, whether, you know, they become kind of complacent in a way where, okay, now we got over that hump of the Eastern Conference. Now we're in the finals. Are they going to be complacent and just be like, we're satisfied with that? Are they going to still bring that same intensity and that same effort to the finals against the Warriors? So it'll be interesting to see that. I'm interested to see if also Kawhi still brings this type of performance that he has been doing. And also whether these role players like Van Fleet, like Dustin touched on, if he continues to play well, whether Siakam continues to play well. It'll be interesting to see if Kyle Lowry actually has a consistent series because he's kind of been inconsistent this whole playoff. So we kind of see, you know, how well the Raptors do. On the Warriors side, I'm kind of excited. You know, there's the storylines of I saw today that KD has been ruled out for game one. However, Boogie is questionable for game one. So I guess I'm kind of excited to see, you know, whether or not these questionable injuries and Boogie and KD are just kind of a way of the Warriors just throwing it out there to kind of keep the Raptors on their toes, or is it literally legit that they could actually play? You know, like I'm kind of like with you and Adam in the sense that I don't think KD's going to play, and Kyle Pickup, who we all, you know, that we always chat with, he's convinced that KD tore his Achilles and that there's no way he just, you know, what the injury that he's being diagnosed is not more than that. But of course the Warriors just don't want to throw that out there because they don't want to, you know, they want to play mind games with the Raptors, and they also don't want to hurt potential free agency with KD in the offseason. But I'm like Dustin, though. I mean, like you just said, I don't think he's going to play at all. I think the only way he does play is somehow this series goes deep. But I'm not so sure if it's going to go deep. I honestly think, obviously, the only thing the Raptors have going for them is that home court advantage is in their favor. And in these championship runs that the Warriors have had, this is the first time they won't have home court advantage. So that'll be interesting to see. I do think that they're going to split game one and two. I can't see the Warriors taking both three and four in Oracle. And then I think that the Raptors would take game five in Toronto. I think the series is going six in favor of the Warriors. However, I am more cheering for the Raptors more than anything, you know. But I just think in the end it's going to come down to experience. The role players for the Raptors have kind of come up small at some points, whereas, you know, the Warriors are kind of, you know, we've done this and been here before. And I think in the end when it comes playoff time, that's what it matters. But with the way Kawhi's playing right now, I mean, I can't rule out anything. I mean, the way Kawhi's playing.
I mean, you know, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're talking about role players. Look at the Warriors' role players. Kevon Looney's averaging almost a double-double the games that he's been starting. McKinney's started in place of Iguodala and put up solid points and minutes. I mean, Quinn Cook's having a decent series. Like, the Warriors' role players, this has been one of the first times in their 5-year run that they've had here where their role players, besides Iguodala and maybe Sean Livingston, have really had to step up and shine in big moments, and they really have, and it's been really impressive. And also, the big three for the Warriors already playing well. But it'll be interesting, like you said, Rob, if they do bring back Cousins, does that throw in a cog in things with how efficiently it's been running? I mean, obviously, Cousins is an elite center in the league with great court vision and a deadly shot. So, I mean, it's real. Are they better without him? Probably not, but I mean.
Yes, they are. It's really interesting.
And I guess we can go, while you already brought it up, we could just go ahead and segue to my next topic was going to be just with that. You know, a lot of people think that KD is, or not KD, but the Warriors are better without KD. And KD's gone on social media and pretty much fired back at those who said it's like he's saying, hell no, they're not better without me. So I guess whoever wants to step in, like, so in your opinion, are the Warriors better without KD, or what are your thoughts?
Better? No, they're not better, but they're still good enough to win a championship. And I'm so, like, I get so fed up with this Kevin Durant and if the Warriors needed him and this and that. Who gives a shit? He went there. He went there and they're winning titles. When it's all said and done, man, when this shit all ends and Kevin Durant retires and 10 years after that, all we going to be talking about is his championships. That's it. That's all. So it doesn't matter if they needed him. It doesn't matter if they don't need him. If he's getting the rings when it's all said and done, that's all that's going to matter.
Right, and for me, so let's not forget one thing. The Warriors were winning championships without KD. So for me, what I think that the thing that KD going to the Warriors did, it just made an already great team into a pretty much an unstoppable team. That's all it did.
Exactly.
And KD needs to stop, you know, get off his little soapbox and just realize that, like, he acts like the Warriors were sucking and missing the playoffs and barely winning, you know, but the fact is they had just came off 73 wins, never been done.
And they beat KD in the playoffs.
Exactly. So, like, it's not like what LeBron did when every time he's gone to a team, he's elevated their team to the next level. What Kawhi did, he went to the Raptors and elevated them and took them to the next level. KD didn't come in and take the Warriors to the next level. They were already there. And so that's why I mean, he didn't make them better. He just made them pretty much a monstar. You know, you want to do a little Space Jam reference. They made a monstar, the team that was unstoppable, and that's all it did. I will say the only thing that the Warriors are better without KD is the ball seems to flow better and work better. They seem to play better when KD's not playing. But that's the only thing I think that makes them better as far as moving the ball around. But, like, the Warriors, and they showed it against the Blazers, they can win with or without KD. And even this series, they showed it before even got there. I mean, the Warriors are capable of winning with just the Splash Brothers and Draymond. I mean, so KD just needs to stop getting all in his feelings. And so I'm sure Adam has a little bit more personal feelings since, you know, he left OKC, you know. So I want to hear what Adam has to say.
Well, first off, Dustin, it took about 17 minutes and 15 seconds to get a LeBron reference from LeBron or from Rob. So
I had that marked down too, bro.
So I'm very impressed you went that long. I'm over the fact that KD left. I'm not really gonna get back involved with that because it happened. It's done with. We have Paul George now. So I mean, with it, you know, we could have been in a lot worse situation. So. But are they better without KD? You can't say that a team's better without one of the arguably at the end of his career best players of all time, but they do play way, way, way more efficient and prettier basketball without KD. The ball just moves naturally. It's very fun and entertaining to watch. I mean, even if you're not a fan, to watch the game played at such a high and great level. But, I mean, KD has to have the ball a lot, and these other guys can score without having the ball in their hands and being ball dominant. So, I mean, you know, the series, I think, all right, Golden State's would win regardless if KD wasn't playing or is playing. But at the same time, I mean, it's just how it's – I think they get bored, and you see a lot with LeBron too. He gets bored in the regular season, or he coasts, is the way I like to put it. And then when it comes time and push to shove, push comes to shove, he steps up and plays at his greatest player in the league level. I mean, so with that being said, you know, would it work out if they had KD? Absolutely. They'd probably still win. And I still think they'd win in five because I do think Toronto's going to get a game in this series. But I don't think that they're overall better without KD. I just think that they're capable of winning without KD, which they've proven in the past.
Most definitely. And let me just ask this another question. But what I'm kind of – I find fascinating about this series also is that both teams have a player – on their roster that are questioned whether they're going to stay after the finals. Of course, we're talking about Kawhi and we're also talking about KD. So let me ask you both, in your opinion, who is more likely to stay after the finals? Is it Kawhi or KD?
Man, it's definitely Kawhi. Or I'd see Kawhi staying over KD. But, I mean, let me touch on this with Kawhi. If they happen to win a championship, I mean, he's done everything he needs to do there. Build a statue for him right now, you know. Make sure the statue has that laugh that he had in that first press conference with the Raptors. And, I mean, but he's done what no one else can do there. Bringing him to the finals is already, I mean, exceeding expectations. So what else does he have to do there?
Real quick. Sorry for those who are watching. We're also live on Facebook Live. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Ito. Want to give a shout-out to Anthony Hatton. Thanks for supporting the show. Anthony's watching us while he's grilling. So shout-out to him.
But KD, I think he's already had one foot out the door all year long. So
definitely.
I don't think that he's going to stay. I mean, he's already been rumored to be going to New York. I think it really upsets him that, and we've had a couple of our other friends say this, but I think it's really upsets him that they can perform it at as high of a level without him as they can with him. So that's where he's getting his frustration. When he wasn't playing for OKC, did they win as many games? No. But with this team, he's not dependent upon as much. So he wants to be and he doesn't even want to be a leader. That's where I question his thought processes. He's not a born leader and a natural leader. So no, I mean,
the leader of that team. That everybody knows that.
Right. And I think it bothers him, but he also doesn't have the leadership traits and personality. So I think they're both gone, to be honest. But I think that he's definitely more out the door than Kawhi is, especially since Kawhi has made the run with the Raptors as he heads.
Definitely. What's your thoughts, Dustin?
Let me throw this out there to y'all. Honestly, I think they're both gone, so I'm really not going to touch too much on it. I think they're both gone, so I think it's irrelevant for anybody to stay. I want y'all to really think about Toronto as in that's not just a city. That's taking a whole country to the finals. There's never been a game, a finals game played outside of the United States. And for the first time ever, they're going to play a finals game in Canada. I mean, he took a whole country, man. That whole country are Raptors fans. You know what I mean? Except for the few people who are going with other teams, whatever. But and I want to give a shout out to the fan base in general up there, man. If y'all was watching in the Eastern Conference Finals, Jurassic Park was live. I mean, them fans was going nuts, man. That was so awesome to see. So I'm excited for that. But, no, I think they're both gone. I think for me, it's kind of silly that Durant would leave. I mean, because he went there for championships. Now all of a sudden, you want to try to go somewhere else and legitimize.
Well, you say that, Dustin, but if you remember, after KD won his first championship with the Raptors or with the Warriors, he was like, "Is it like he didn't get that fulfillment that he thought he was going to get?" If you remember, when he was asked after he won the final, he was kind of like, "What? This is it?" Like he just didn't feel as fulfilled as he thought he was going
to. Because he took the easiest route to a championship that he could have possibly taken.
I mean, that's probably what it is. I mean, LeBron's championship in Cleveland is going to way more and mean more weight to him than any championships he would have won in Miami. So that's a good point. If you don't mind me, can I step in, Dustin? Or did you have more?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so like I'm with you guys. I think that probably likely both of them are gone. But if I'm Kawhi, I honestly should consider staying. And this is why. Dustin touched on it. This is the first finals that's ever going to be played in Canada and outside the U.S. In just one year, Kawhi took this franchise to a level that DeRozan and Lowry couldn't do in the years that they had been there. And so, I think that city has taken Kawhi in and pretty much made him their own. And, that boy, I mean, I honestly think he could easily become – and Adam and I were talking about this before the show. Adam, which had an interesting opinion, he thought that maybe Kawhi is already the greatest Raptor of franchise history. Now, I kind of threw out maybe – you can't forget about Vince Carter. But I don't know if how serious he was about that comment. But I find that interesting that he brought that up is because in a franchise like Toronto, he could easily go down as the greatest Raptor of all time. I mean, in a city that doesn't have a lot of – if you go to a city like L.A. or New York or something like that, he's going to be competing with other big names in the city, a city like L.A. has baseball, they have football, and – they wouldn't be the only basketball team in town. So you're competing constantly. But if you're in the city of Toronto, pretty much that whole city and that whole country is pretty much has love, other than for hockey, of course, is for those Raptors. So you could build something special in Toronto. And so, and especially if you're just trying to win championships, and I kind of, and if the Raptors do end up winning this championship, I guess Adam and I were talking the reason for him to go would be you've already reached your ceiling. If you've already won a finals, what's the reason to stay? And I get that, but I just think that Kawhi should stay just for what the kind of legacy he could build in Toronto. But I think he's going to leave like you guys, but I just think that Kawhi should consider seriously staying. And that's my opinion.
And those who want to throw out the Paul George comparison with OKC, Paul George came to play with Russell Westbrook. Kawhi did not come to play with Kyle Lowry. I mean, there's a extremely large difference there. And I mean, Toronto kind of took the path that Oklahoma City took. One of my buddies, Michael Strecker, and I were out at the airport the day Paul George got here. I've talked about that on the show before. I mean, there was probably every bit of at least 700 people to 1,000 people out there, blistering hot in the middle of summer, just to see this guy walk past the fence for 15 seconds. I mean, I'm not saying that right then and there made his decision, but over the course and time of his first year here, I mean, the city just showed him love, and Toronto's kind of embraced that, with having their global ambassador, Drake, also probably making a lot of calls and doing things like that. They've thrown the door at him. They've said, here, take the key to the city, do whatever you want to do. This is your team.
They've handled the whole injury thing. Well, too, I think it's important to him because that's why he won out of San Antonio. So, they allowed him throughout the postseason or the regular season to kind of sit as many games as he wanted to. And I think that really meant a lot to him.
Yeah, but also at the same time, is Kawhi chasing rings or is he earning them or trying to earn them?
I don't know. He's a unique guy. We don't really know what Kawhi wants to do.
Well, this offseason is going to prove that. That question is yet to be answered. This offseason is going to prove whether he's going to go somewhere else and try to chase a ring somewhere else, or if he stays and wants to build a franchise there and do, and actually earn these championships. And I think he could do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely. I think we may have lost Dustin there. You still with it, Dustin?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I think we lost you there. Yeah, but like you just said, Dustin, that offseason, because like you said, we don't really know the type of guy Kawhi is. So I think definitely this offseason we're going to know if he's more about rings or he's all about money. If it's all about money, he's going to stay in Toronto because they can offer him the most money. But if it's all about rings, he's going to go somewhere else. So you're
no,
right.
But I think that's unfair to say if it's all about rings because he's already maximized his potential if he wins one in Toronto. If he goes and plays with the Lakers, I mean, the Lakers team with him right off the bat, they – are a finals team, but they're not guaranteed a championship with just him going there. It's been proven in history it takes three players at a star level or a superstar level to win championships. So I don't know
especially
that him going to
go ahead, Dustin. Go ahead.
No, I said especially in this day and age, you gotta have three.
Right, definitely. Well, anybody else want to touch on something before we move on?
I mean, like I said, even win or lose, I think Kawhi's out of there. So I don't think winning makes a difference. But it'll be real interesting if they do win because, I mean, that's just that's a hell of a storyline. You come there your first year, you know, and you get traded there. And
well, think about this real quick before we get off this subject. If Toronto somehow wins, then Durant clearly as a he can throw up in everybody's face that they would have won with him on the court if he doesn't play. So, I mean, there's going to be a whole bunch of narratives if Toronto happens to get this and pull it out. And I think they have a chance.
Most definitely. And let's kind of stick with the moving around and, you know, going to different – let's talk about Kyrie. Kyrie's another big name that's been floated, you know, where he's going, you know, this offseason. I think we can all agree he's not staying in Boston. I think we can all agree on that. But I think the two big names is – well, the main one is he's going to New York with KD. You know, that's been the main rumor, like, that's going to happen. Of the last week or so, that fire has been kind of burning, that there's a chance that Kyrie could go to L.A. I mean, I guess recently LeBron liked an Instagram post of Kyrie in an L.A. jersey. Kyrie was recently spotted in L.A., which, of course, doesn't really mean much, but, you know, the media always says that, you know. So I guess let me ask whoever wants to jump in. In your opinion, is it more likely that Kyrie at this point would go to L.A. or go to New York?
L.A.
You think so?
Yeah, easily.
Why do you think that, Dustin?
Well, he wants to rekindle that flame with LeBron, and LeBron needs it. We can probably talk about that all day, and I don't want to get on that. But, they've had success before. I think he likes the glitz and glamour of L.A. New York has the same thing, but they don't have necessarily the weather that L.A. has, and they don't necessarily have the Hollywood atmosphere as far as, you know, getting into the entertainment after the career, you know, after your career. So I think if he wants to really win a title and win fairly soon, he's gonna go play with LeBron again, because I don't think he's gonna be the only player to join LeBron in L.A.
Right, right. What about you, Adam?
Okay, so let me ask you this. If KD goes to L.A., does he get to play that Warriors team in the conference finals or the finals?
Well, you kind of cut out there. You want to repeat your question again?
Yeah, so if Durant goes to the Lakers or the Clippers, anyone in the West, does he get to play that Warriors team in the conference finals or in the NBA finals?
Conference finals, duh.
Okay, so his goal is going to be, I want to beat these guys and prove I can win without them. So why would he go to the Lakers where he has LeBron and would have to still default to someone, and where he can go to the Knicks, not play them in the playoffs until the NBA finals, and then the NBA finals try to prove that he's better than that core group of three?
I don't think he has that in him, Adam. You've seen he's taking the easiest ways to the championship. He don't have that. He don't have that in him, bro.
I mean, part of it might be a little biased because I'm a Knicks fan, but I mean, I think he'd go to New York over LA. I don't think the allure of playing with LeBron is what he's looking for. I think he wants to beat those guys, whether it be LeBron in the finals or the Warriors in the finals. I think he wants to beat them at the highest level you can, not just in the conference finals.
See,
real quick, Rob. The only way that I see him going to the Knicks is because he knows the East is easier.
Right.
I mean, he's taking an easy way out either way. So, I mean, you know, what path does he want to take? A lot of it depends on what the Knicks are promising they're going to do.
Right.
I mean, if the Knicks can bring in another piece, like a Kyrie or a Kemba, or somehow get a really good draft pick or something like that, I mean, I could see him going to the Knicks before going to any Western Conference team.
See, here's my – it's all right if I go here. I think it's more likely he go to someone like L.A., and this is why. And not just because I'm a LeBron guy and that's what I want to see, but because I think Kyrie, you know, and he was open about it. And again, he offered this news up. No one gave this up to him, but he offered that he even reached out to LeBron and apologized. And, you know, he said he finally realized how hard it was to be where LeBron was when he was in Cleveland. And between that and him constantly going after the media because they were scrutinizing him in Boston, I just don't think, like Dustin said, I don't think he's made, in my opinion, I don't think he's made to be the number one guy. I think that he thought he was capable of doing that. And I just think that the guys in Boston didn't respond to that. They didn't take him seriously. I think it could have been because they had success without him. But I just don't think that he has that. I don't think he has that in him to be that guy that people surround and want to work and play hard for, like someone like a LeBron or a Kawhi or a Steph Curry. I just don't think he has that in him. And I think it just showed in Boston, like that team, they didn't even make it to the conference finals with Kyrie and with Gordon Hayward. They took a step back instead of taking it that next step with him. And I just don't think he has that in him. And so he's going to go to and this Boston team has a lot more talented team than as the current Knicks team has right now, assuming they don't get anybody. And this is assuming they don't get a KD, of course, but let's just look at current roster right now. The Boston has the more talented roster, and he couldn't take them to the next level. And he's going to go to a New York squad that has less of talent. And you think he's going to be able to take them to the next level? The answer is no. I just think that he would rather be in the shadows and not be the number one guy. And whether that's LeBron or KD, I just think if you ask me, I think he's likely to go to LA because, you know, again, I think he reconciled that relationship with LeBron. And I just think he wants to win. For him, I think it's more about championships than it is about money. So I think he's going to go to – I think he's going to go to L.A. I think him and LeBron are buddies now. I think they're going to – I think he wants LeBron to win a couple more championships. And I personally love it because I miss Kyrie. I do. I miss him a lot. Please come to L.A. But, I'll just say it again. Kyrie's not that number one guy. He just does not have what it takes to be the number one guy. And for that being alone, and he got buried in the media in Boston. How do you think he's going to do in New York where that's the mecca of media as the number one guy? He's going to get buried, and he's going to be too much of a distraction. And that New York team is not going to be able to be successful. The East is not as walkover as it used to be. And so I think he goes West. I think he stays. I think he goes to L.A. and he links up with LeBron. And I think, I don't think they become an immediate championship squad because, like you guys said, in this day and age, you need three. So if they get – if they get Kawhi in AD, then it's a wrap.
But, okay, so if you're LA and you're LeBron, do you want – and you can only pick one. Do you want Durant more or do you want Kawhi Leonard more?
Oh, Kawhi. Kawhi, in my opinion, right now.
Hell yeah. Kawhi all day.
You just answered your question right there. Durant's not going to LA, man. He's not going to go play with LeBron James. That's not appealing to him.
Well, I wasn't debating that at all. I mean, there's no way in hell that KD comes to L.A. I was talking about Kawhi or Kyrie, I mean. And, like, I don't even think KD's going to go to New York. I think he's likely probably go to the Clippers rather than New York, but that's my opinion. But I don't know. I mean, if anybody else wants to touch on that real quick, I don't care.
Hey, one thing, I think it was either Adam, maybe Adam told me, maybe Rob, you told me, but there was somebody, I think it was on Instagram or something, somebody snapped a picture of Kyrie's My Player on 2K, and his My Player was decked out in all L.A. gear.
Yeah, I told you.
So if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Hey, just like Ito, and shout out to Ito who's watching right now. Hey, he wouldn't be mad if Kyrie came to L.A., so come on down, buddy. We'll get Uncle Drew. I'll take Uncle Drew any day. So let's go.
I think you're going to get Uncle Drew, and I think you're going to get somebody else. I think you're going to get two players. I really do. Plus, you got a top five pick in the draft. I'm not a big Lakers fan by any means, but I do see good things for the Lakers on the horizon.
Yeah, I do. And as Adam will tell everybody, I'm the biggest L.A. fan. So, you know, that's what I want.
Day one.
It's day one. I don't care. I don't care, Breton, if you're watching. It's true. Oh, man. But anyway, I love what – and those who, that are watching the show on Facebook, you know, thanks for the feedback. I love all these comments, man. I don't know if you and Adam are watching this, but, man, Anthony Hatton's chiming in a lot. Ito's chiming in. Strecker's chiming in. So I appreciate that.
Strecker got the best comments, bro.
Yeah. I just want to read something about what Mike Strecker said real quick. He said, long run, Boston is a bad deal, terrible contract with Hayward and going to have to pay those young guys. You know, that's
kind of. And here's the thing, though. Who is wanting to go to Boston?
Nobody.
They built their team through the draft, and now these young guys are not even wanting to stay there, some of them. You know, some of their core players or star players aren't wanting to stay there. No one wants to go to Boston. AD's dad didn't want him to go there. So there's something clearly with Boston, whether that be Danny Ainge because of some of the stuff he said in the past or just the team as a whole. Players aren't wanting to go there. So, I mean, definitely. I don't know if you're referring to KD going there, but not only would that be a terrible fit, no one wants to go there. They've built their team strategically through drafting and trading and signing players. The only one they got to go with was Al Horford.
Boston was willing to trade half their roster for AD. And I think they still are. So, I mean, that shows you right there that Boston ain't even committed to Boston.
Right, right. And I just want to spotlight our fans watching at home. Anthony Hatton says that Kyrie or Kawhi with LeBron will be a championship contender. Warriors the only ones in the way. I agree. Anthony also says that they will keep young players and that will be able to be one year better. I agree with that. Strecker says Hayward is the biggest thing hurting them. He also says only to get so many guys you could pay like that. So,
let me tell you something. If only Kyrie goes to the Lakers squad right now, they have zero chance of beating the current roster that the Warriors have, even if Durant leaves. I'm telling you that right now. They need more help than just a Kyrie.
Right. And kind of touching on what Adam said, Ito chimed in and said, AD's dad said, he nor his son want to play in Boston because of how the great players are colored in Boston, you know, or how the great players are covered in Boston. So I guess I'm a little confused by that. But anyway, I want to make sure that our fans are heard on this show. And
definitely.
So, because again, those of you who are watching on Facebook and those who are listening on the podcast, we allow you to watch on Facebook Live. We also allow you to listen to your on us on our favorite podcast. So,
hey, and you all don't be surprised if Sam Presti pulls another rabbit out of the hat and gets someone else to come here to OKC.
Oh yeah, just while we're on the topic, who would you like them to pull that? Who would you like to be that rabbit?
I'm not gonna throw any names because I don't want to jinx it, but I'm just saying, don't be surprised if Sam Presti pulls another rabbit out of the hat and gets someone else here.
Oh, we're going to have to talk off camera, and I want to hear what you say. I want to hear what you have to say. All right, so anybody want to touch on something before we move on?
Blues are up 1-0 at the end of the first.
Yeah, so we're just going to transition to some other news around sports before we wrap up tonight's show. Obviously, the Stanley Cup is going on behind me. From what I understand, it's the second intermission, Blues up 1-0, which is pretty impressive because they're a team that's probably the underdog in this series. Adam and I were talking about this before the show is we both hope, and I'm sure being in Missouri, obviously a lot of our viewers, they hope that Boston doesn't win. I'm not much of a hockey fan, but you know, it's hard not to pull for the Blues when it's your hometown team. And not only that, but the city of Boston has won 2 championships already this year. The city of Boston has won enough for a while. So it'd be nice for the St. Louis Blues. They've never won a Stanley Cup. Adam, I didn't know about this. Did you know that the last time the Blues were in the Stanley Cup 49 years ago was against the same Bruins team? Did you know that?
Yeah, I read something about that the other day. So, yeah.
I didn't know that. And like I said, I'm not much of a hockey historian. I guess whoever wants to, what do you think the chances are? Who do you like in the series and how many games?
We taking the shit, baby. What are you talking about? Blues, baby.
How many games, Dustin?
We went in 4 straight in this thing,
whoa,
man.
Whoa, you calling it sweep?
4 straight,
hey, Dustin,
bro.
I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet something on that. It won't be a sweep.
No, I can't bet on won't be a sweep, but I'll bet you that we win the championship, though.
Okay, you know what? I was hoping that you stuck to your bet of sweep because I was willing to bet something big, bro.
Yeah, I bet you was. No, I ain't a fool, bro. The Bruins got a squad. I'm not a fool.
Okay. I was willing to bet, like, I would shave my beard if the Blues were to get with a sweep. I was willing to do that, bro. And you know how I love
beard. Damn. That would have been a good one, bro.
You sure you don't want to do it just for the hell of it, just for the fun of it?
What am I? No, because I don't know what you're going to have me shave, bro, if I lose. So
I wasn't going to say shave. I mean, but it has to be something that you care about. I don't know. It has to be something.
I'll shave my dog, bro.
I wasn't even talking about shaving. I just mean, like, you'd have to, like, I don't know. For me, it would be my beard. I'd have to shave it. I don't know. For you.
I'll wear a LeBron jersey, bro, for
man,
you.
Man, hey, that's not near as comparison because my beard is my like, I'd have to have you, like, eat something, like, extremely hot. I mean, I don't know. We'd have to figure out something.
I can do the hot chip challenge, bro.
Okay. I don't know, anyone who's watching from Facebook, you know, maybe drop down a suggestion maybe Dustin should have to do or you know, if it doesn't sound like he's sticking to a sweep prediction anyway, but I wish he would, because that's how confident I am that the Blues wouldn't sweep if I'm putting my beard on the line.
I really don't think they're going to sweep, bro. That was all hype. Yeah, I do think we're winning the championship.
I was listening to a lot of local talk radio here. A lot of people are confident the Blues are going to win in six. That's a lot of people think that that's going to happen, that the Blues will close it out at home in game six. And that seems to be the unanimous decision here on local radio.
St. Louis needs that, man. They need
right?
that.
What about you, Adam? What's your prediction, sir?
Well, both teams are playing. I mean, hockey always depends on who's playing the best at the right period of time, obviously in any sport, but more so hockey. And the Blues are clicking on all cylinders right now at the right point in time. Boston's got the longevity in players and overall experience, but the Blues are playing scrappy and well team-oriented hockey right now. I had the Blues in six winning, so that prediction that Columbia Local Talk Radio made stole that from me.
Oh, okay.
I love me some what's that channel called for Mizzou there? 1500 is it 1580 Talk Radio? Tiger?
Yeah, the big show. And yeah. ATTR. Yeah.
So yeah. But no, I think the Blues, I mean, now that they're up 1-0, if they can steal one in Boston, that's huge. But the hockey playoffs, if anyone's ever watched or watched at least this year, they're always uber competitive, and always there's an overtime game at some point. Something, a fluky thing is what always happens in hockey for a team to catch a lucky break and win a game. So I'm not saying that's going to happen for either one team, but I could see it going seven, but I'm going to be a homer here and stick with the Blues winning in six.
Definitely. And real quick, before I give my opinion, Strecker, Dustin chimed in on our deal. Of course, and this sounds like Strecker. Anyone that knows Strecker, he said the loser gets their head sat on.
No, we're not doing no dumbass shit like that, bro.
So, anyone that knows Strecker knows that that's a typical answer from Strecker. So,
yeah, always trying to sit on somebody's head, bro.
Blues great. Scored again, 2-0, 2-0 Blues.
Let's go.
And Adam is a little ahead of me, so I don't know that yet, but apparently at least. I know. So,
well, you do now. You do now.
So Adam's like, I guess. About 10, 15 seconds ahead of me, so it's still 1-0 on my TV. But thanks, Adam. Anyway, but my prediction is, you know, I'm gonna stick with local radio here. I'm gonna say Blues in six. I mean, especially the way it's headed right now, the Blues are up 2-0 in the second period in Boston. You know, I think that maybe the Blues are riding on that underdog. You know, a lot of times during big moments or big games, underdogs is kind of like something that they ride on. It's kind of, you remember like the Eagles a couple years ago, they rode that underdog thing all the way to the title, and maybe the Blues do the same thing, you know? So Blues, I'm just going Blues in six. Why the hell not? You know? So that's my, I'm gonna go with you guys. So it's time for St. Louis to get something good happen to them, man, because it's been a while since the Cardinals won the World Series. The Rams shipped off and went to LA. Man, it's time for the Blues to get something to happen good to them. Am I right?
Yo, you're 100% right. St. Louis need that.
Right, and I think that a championship in St. Louis would mean a whole lot more than Boston, just for the fact they've had so much success lately. They're used to that stuff. And, you know, so, I mean, St. Louis ain't had nothing like that since the Rams won it when they're the greatest show on turf. They need something to celebrate. So, what's up? So let's end. Let's just end the show like we always do with some other stuff you saw around the news and sports. For me, what I saw was Giannis. You know, it was reported that Giannis, after next year, can sign the largest contract in NBA history, a 5-year, $247 million. What's your guys' thoughts about that? Do you think that he'll actually sign it? Do you think he'll take less money?
He's staying in Milwaukee. I bet you.
But do you think he'll take less money though?
To get somebody else to come to Milwaukee, I think he wants to win, but I also think he wants to earn it. So I don't know. I guess we're gonna see.
For me, it's like, and that was the kind of the trouble with LeBron in Cleveland, is Milwaukee's not like a big free agency city. You know, it's gonna be really hard to get someone to go to Milwaukee. You know, so there are talks that maybe Kawhi would, or not Kawhi, but Giannis would maybe pull like a KD and maybe want to leave Milwaukee just for the fact that it's going to be hard. You know, in my opinion, I think he should take the money, because I think whether he takes the money or not, it's going to be hard to persuade someone big to go there anyway. So I think he should just take the money. But at the same time, you have to at least give that option by taking less money potentially. I don't know. But I mean, I don't know. I think more than likely, I think he'll take less money, not much less money, but I think he's going to stay in Milwaukee. He seems like one of those players that want to build a legacy in Milwaukee. You know, kind of like Damian Lillard said that he doesn't want to go championship chasing somewhere. That's my opinion. What about you, Adam?
Well, just like that, it's a 2-1 game. Boston just scored a goal here a couple minutes ago, or about a minute ago. So
okay, well,
that's hockey playoffs for you right there. Anything can happen at the spur of a moment. I think Giannis is leaving.
Oh, okay.
I think he's leaving because this offseason is huge for them. Can they have to try to re-sign Chris Middleton. He's their number one goal. If they can't re-sign him, then the dominoes start falling. But their free agents this summer are Chris Middleton, who was an all-star, Malcolm Brogdon, who, if was healthy, would have been probably one of the leading candidates for sixth man of the year, and Brooke Lopez, who came on really strong at the end of the playoffs and is a solid role player but can do his job at center, and then Nikola Mirotic. So Mirotic didn't really play much. He was just a trade piece to get them through maybe a championship run or a playoff run.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Adam, because I actually did read right before the show started that Giannis even emphasized that this offseason is huge to sign their free agents. So I'm glad you brought that up.
So and Milwaukee's not going to be able to get guys to go there. You know, I just my opinion, I don't think that they've done enough long term to prove that they're a standhold and they can get players to go there. I think Giannis is going to go somewhere else. I think he's going to go to a big market. I think that he wants to win. And, I mean, I think that he wants to earn them. I do agree with that from what Dustin said, but I think he wants to win more than anything. So I think he'll go somewhere else and play. I don't know where he would go. I mean, I've read something that said possibly Golden State.
Oh,
but I mean, I don't think he's staying in Milwaukee. I think he's leaving, and not the next season, but the year, or this coming season, but the year after.
And just so I want to give a quick shout out. Strecker says, "Why would he leave? He's 24, lost in the conference final, had the best record." That's what Strecker says. Ito chimed in and said, "Bucks are able to go over their cap, and they don't have the rights to Mirotic, Middleton, and some others, so they are able to go over the cap in order to re-sign them." Okay, so that's some good perspective from Ito.
But why would you stop? Why would you focus on signing all of those players when they couldn't win a championship this year?
Yes, true. And then also Ito chimed in is, who wants to live in Milwaukee? Like Noah said, who wants to live in Cleveland? I do remember him saying that. So those are all good perspectives. So I'm kind of like you. Like I mean, like I said, I'll reemphasize. I think they're like Adam just said. I think there's a chance that he leaves just for the fact that like Ito said and like Adam said, I just don't think they're established enough to get those free agents. I mean, if Paul George wouldn't have got traded to Oklahoma City, there's no way he wouldn't have stayed in Oklahoma City. You know, I think he would have ended up going to L.A. like the rumor was. So I just think unless a player is traded there, I don't think these small market teams even have an opportunity to stay in the teams that they are. Like Kawhi, if Kawhi didn't get traded to Toronto, there would be not even a question. He would never end up in Toronto, you know. And so, I mean, I think what Adam says is right. I think he could – I think he's more likely to maybe leave. I hope it's not Golden State. I didn't read anything about that. I sure as hell hope not. I think he's probably going to go to a big market. Maybe New York, maybe L.A., I don't know, maybe Boston, who knows? Well, I guess
– Well, in other news – because we got to wrap this shit up. But I just want to throw two things out there. A video just came out on Bleacher Report of CP3, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron James all sitting at a table smoking cigars and shit. So that's crazy. And then if y'all haven't been on Bleacher Report, you got to download the app. But that's a free plug for Bleacher Report. I'll let them know. But and then if y'all didn't see, LeBron basically got on Instagram and the quote he said was, because a lot of people was hating on Bronny James, his son, And he basically said, stay out his comments or we pulling up. And it's on Bleacher Report where he said that. So it's kind of funny how LeBron's trying to protect his kid, man. I think it's hilarious.
Hey, man, I like it, though. That's what you should do as a dad. If someone puts their son, I mean, and if someone puts your kid in the mouth, you know, Dustin, if I say something about Peyton, I expect you to pull up and say something about it, you know?
I'm already there. You just ain't know it. I'm creeping right now.
Speaking of your son real quick, though, Dustin, just real funny. My son got a yearbook, and he pointed to your son. He goes, he's like, hey, Dad, you know who this is? He pointed at your son. So I thought that.
Oh, yeah.
So real talk, Dustin, is your son going to school tomorrow?
Hell no. Yeah. He went on a vacation. He's at Branson. He went to, what's that down there, Silver Dollar City?
So he already started his summer vacation off. That's what's up. Yeah, my son's not going either. He's like, Dad, that's I'm not going. It's half day. I'm skipping, Dad. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, more power.
Yeah, why would
you? But anyway, guys, we're going to wrap this show up.
Well, hold on a sec real quick. I got one more thing. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but yesterday there's a new professional wrestling organization. It's called All Elite Wrestling. They had their first pay-per-view last night. There's a lot of talk and rumors that there's been up and comers that have came up in the past, other companies that haven't been able to compete with WWE. But this All Elite Wrestling is getting guys like Chris Jericho. I don't know if y'all are wrestling fans, but I'm sure everyone has heard of Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
And more recently, Dean Ambrose, who's changed his name to John Moxley. But they're getting big name players to go there. So they're talking, and they just signed a contract with Turner Networks. They're going to be on TNT. So the Monday Night Wars are going to probably be back in full swing. So it's going to be real interesting. Even if you're not an avid wrestling fan, you just watch for the soap opera portion of it. It's going to be real interesting to watch that moving forward. So
definitely. Well, thanks for bringing it up. So if no one else has anything, we're going to wrap up this show. As always, appreciate you guys tuning into the show. Again, every week we offer Facebook Live or you can – download our podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, you know, whatever your major podcast, you could download our podcast and listen on the go, whether you're at work, at the gym, like Adam. Again, if you just tuned into the show, thanks to all those who, has been in our military and, you know, served on this Memorial Day. So we want to thank you guys again for that. Just share this video if you're watching on Facebook. You know, anyone that you know that likes sports, just share it. You know, just get our word out there. Get our message out there. I'm sure, you know, Adam and Dustin and I would appreciate the love if you would just share it.
Even if they don't like sports, share this thing. Like
you said, you know, anyone that's watching it, you know, just share it. Like I said, like I did tonight, if you have comments, you know, drop your comment. I'm going to make sure that your voice is heard on our show as well.
And check this out. We're not only on Facebook, but all three of us have our own individual Facebooks. We got No BS page. We have No BS on Twitter. The handle is @OBS405573 for the two area codes represented. Check us out on all social media aspects. And
again,
we slightly had more viewers than we did last week. So I'm challenging the listening audience. Tell your friends, tell your family. You know, we want to make this as widespread as possible. So I want to try to double our viewership from last week on the podcast. That's my goal for this week.
That's my challenge to you guys too. So if you're just tuning in and you missed anything, I'll be dropping the audio on all podcasts here shortly. Or you can go back and watch this video live as it goes. So like I said, we give you two ways to watch or listen to the show. So there's no excuse not to be able to watch our show every week. We're going to come to you live every Sunday. You know, I know today's kind of special because it's Monday, but for the most part, every Sunday we're going to come and drop a new episode and drop knowledge on you. Because, you know, I'm Rob, the host with the most. We got Dustin who brings the energy. We got Mr. 405 over there. You know, Adam just brings everything. So,
just like on 2K.
Just like 2K. and speaking of 2K, Dustin's Mr. Double Dub or Triple Dub.
Hey, I don't want to brag, but I did put up 50 last night.
I did see that in the comment section. Good for you, man. Did you guys win in that 50?
We did. Oh. Breton Rudd had a monster game. He had, I think, at least 25 assists. But you know, for those of you listening, we have a group that plays 2K, and we're in all the fantasy sports of the major sports. So if you want to get involved, just in personal message one of us, and we'll get you involved with that as well.
Definitely. And if you also want to be involved in the podcast, reach out to one of us as well. We'll get you on. But anyway, for this has been Host with the Most. We got Dustin and Adam. You know, we appreciate it. We'll come to you live again next week. And, again, share. That's your challenge for next week. And we'll see you back here next week, guys. So
we out.
No BS is out. Later, fellas.
Later. You know, man.